David Turnbull. He is with the Edmonton Arts Council. He is the public art director, and they have a brand new unveiling of a older monument that is going to be paying tribute to the late Dr. Ann Anderson. Tansy, and welcome back to Windspeaker Radio Network, Dave.
So happy to be back. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So, you know, as someone who's a language learner and a language enthusiast and, you know, knows the history of the late Dr. Ann Anderson, I found this story so awesome. What I didn't know is about the defacing of the original monument. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about what took place there?
Well, there was there were a few incidences that happened with the sculpture. When we first found the piece, it was almost 10 years ago, and we had no idea that this artwork existed. You know, I think we got a call from someone with Parks Department of the city who had just said, "Hey, do you guys have anything to do with this sculpture here? It's been hit with spray paint." And we basically said, "We got no idea what the heck you're talking about." So we went down, we investigated, we discovered this piece, did a little bit of forensic work on it, discovered how it came into ownership by the city. You know, basically it was just covered in spray paint, thick spray paint, silver spray paint, blue spray paint. And then someone had gone over it with black spray paint, I think in an effort to kind of clean it up, mm-hmm. Rather than, like, you know, to cover up all the defacing rather than to actually try and remove any of that old spray paint.
Yeah, and, you know, for any of our listeners who don't know who the late Dr. Ann Anderson was, she was monumental in preserving the Cree language, especially in the prairies here. So how important was it for the Edmonton Arts Council to bring this statue back to life, this monument?
Well, it's super important. I mean, and this was one way that we had learned about Dr. Ann Anderson. Personally, I had no idea who she was or what her significance was until we discovered this piece. And then, you know, discovered the namesake of the park, of course. You know, to be able to come across an artwork that was dedicated to someone so significant is just massive for us. You know, what happened was not only did it get hit with spray paint, there was an attempted theft that happened where it looked like someone took a saw or an angle grinder and tried to cut through three of the four legs. So what we had to do, because the concrete base that the sculpture is attached to had fallen into disrepair as well over the years, we actually removed the entire thing, had the concrete base completely redone, re-welded up all the legs. We took that to a local foundry who did the work for us, re-patinaed it to make it look like nothing had happened, and then attached it back to its base and then reinstalled it. So the piece is back on view. It's back on display for the whole neighborhood and for everyone to see. But at this point, we're not planning on doing a re-unveiling. We're just really happy to be able to tell the story of the sculpture and the park and Dr. Ann Anderson.
Yes, and where can people go and, you know, have a personal, you know, an in-person look at this at the Ann Anderson Park? Whereabouts is that located?
It's in the West End. It's actually just off 156th Street and I want to say 105th Avenue.
Yeah, it's some up in the Jasper Place area there, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, awesome. Once again, speaking with David from the Edmonton Arts Council, he's the public arts coordinator, speaking about the restoration of the monument, the Bison Monument that is at the Dr. Ann Anderson Park. And I'm sure she's smiling down. Her family must be happier than ever. And we want to thank you for your guys' part in restoring this, David, and we can't wait to take a look at it in person.
Oh, it's a fantastic sculpture, and it's our pleasure to do this work. This is what we live for.